Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware and I'm sitting right next to my mum, Lenny.
Yes, you're very close, darling.
Too close?
No, not too close. And I'm glad you've made an effort with the lipstick because I was about to outshine you because we're sitting next to each other. People just compare and think I'm the younger one.
Anyway, we are next to each other because we've decided this actually works better and maybe my mum will shout less during the Zoom podcast.
Yeah.
So we're giving it a try. However, the next episode that you're about to hear, we recorded way back when, in 2020, when we were on another, well, we weren't able to go to America to chat to this fine woman. So we did a Zoom.
Was it November or October?
We chatted to Eva Longoria in September, 45 days before the US election, which she was very heavily involved in campaigning.
And we didn't know which way it was going to go.
We didn't at the time.
Who knew?
But perhaps due to Eva Longoria's campaigning, that's what's... No, shout out to... No. Stacey Abrams.
I think Stacey has
we'll
won
give it
over
Stace.
On Eva.
Yeah. But Eva was very busy campaigning for Joe Biden at the time. So we didn't actually get that long with her. Hence why it's a short but sweet episode. Because... I mean, you know how I feel about tardiness, but she was 14, 15 minutes late to jump on the call.
Half an hour.
But it's okay because she's beautiful. She chatted about food and we forgive her.
She talked a lot. It's one of our most foodie podcasts.
And she helped move the election in the right way. Yeah. Anyway, so what have you been up to, Mum?
Not a lot, darling. I've been cooking and watching and not reading very much. Don't you find all you talk about is what you've seen on telly?
All I talk about is what I've seen on telly.
Or what you've eaten, or what you might eat that evening. That's what friends ring up and they say, what's she going to have for your tea? What does she have for your lunch? And that's all you can talk about because you're doing bugger all else.
What have you been watching, Mum?
I've been watching The Serpent.
Amazing.
Which I think is wonderful.
Brilliant. Need to know if Jenna Coleman did French GCSE or A-level. That's all I need to know.
Because she talks like this.
She is très bien.
So I've been watching The Serpent. I'm still watching Better Things because it's my before I go to bed at night.
That's what I did too.
Yeah,
Does it remind you of how we treated you when we were younger?
Worse.
You were worse. What? I wasn't.
No, you weren't as
political. I'm like the younger daughter.
You weren't as political as Frankie.
Oh, I love Frankie.
Yeah.
This is a call out. I actually slid into... Pamela Adlon's, the creator and writer and star of Better Things. I slid into her DMs and Instagram because she'd ignored my worshipping of her. And I just said, hey, I do this podcast. We talk about food. We're Jewish.
Are you going to get her?
She didn't bloody reply.
What's wrong with her?
So that obviously slipped.
She probably doesn't reply to DMs. She probably thinks you're a lunatic.
Absolutely,
Jess.
I know. And so if anybody who listens to this podcast has access to Pamela... somehow can we do something about this because I'm desperate to talk to that woman. I love her.
Me too.
You wait until you get to the end of I think it's either the second or third series and it is have you got to that
I'm on series three now.
All you say is Christine and the Queens and then you'll know.
Okay, no.
Anyway, you need to watch that. And also Celia Imrie, I would really love to chat to. So we're all watching TV, we're all watching series, we've all watched Bridgerton, I think. And we were interested to get some more telly suggestions. So we put out on Instagram question, tell us your telly suggestions. We've had so many suggestions, many of which Mum and I have already watched, like everybody else. Bridgerton, obviously. But there are some that we haven't heard of. And I feel like this is the like Australian contingent of people that listen to us.
I think so.
So here are some suggestions. The Heights from Joe Ashworth says The Heights is an Australian TV series and it's mint. Also, this was something that Grimmy told me to watch, but somebody else has. Hazel suggested this. Married at First Sight, Australia. And I hear season six is a killer. Oh, Lupin. I haven't watched that on Netflix yet.
It's French, isn't it?
Lupin?
Lupin.
Oh, Back to Life. Well,
Well,
Daisy Haggard is amazing. And also it's Chris Sweeney, who has been a guest twice. He directed it. He's the co-host of Homo Sapiens, the podcast, which is brilliant, with Alan Cumming. And he also directed Back to Life. And it is really brilliant. Succession, someone suggested. I did this in lockdown. I want to go out with Kendall. I want to save him. I want to make sure that he's okay. I want to get him off the drugs. And I then want to go on that fucking yacht.
I think he's given up the drugs. He just needs a good woman.
Me. Thank you so much for all your recommendations. We're going to read some more out at the end of this episode.
The gorgeous Eva Longoria coming up on Table Manners.
Eva Longoria, you are looking beautiful in your lake house in outside of Mexico City. You look fantastic and you have about 10,000 things going on in your house at the same time. I can feel that, and this is just one of the things that you're going to be doing in the day. How busy is today?
Today's crazy. This next 45 days are crazy because of the elections here in the United States. So, yesterday... When was it? I don't even know, but I flew to Orlando to campaign with Joe Biden, came back. I mean, just went for the day, came back to Mexico. I'm going to, I think, Pennsylvania for one day, coming back. You know, a lot of podcasts and interviews via Zooms and things about the elections and making sure people are registered to vote. And it's just so important. Things are a mess in the world, aren't they?
Yep. We've got our own shit show here, Eva. But, you know, I think yours is just slightly bigger than ours at the moment.
He's trumping ours, I think.
Yeah, you're trumping ours, yeah. Well done, darling.
Thanks, Mum.
Yeah.
Eva, we have... So this podcast is... It's about lots of different things, but predominantly it's about food and family. And I know you've got a cookbook of your own, Eva's Kitchen, which is very much like the tagline is like Eva's Kitchen, food for my family and my friends. And it's about, you know, where you've traveled and the stuff, you know. So I would love to know, what is the meal that when you come back from a day of campaigning, a flight, what's the thing that you're going to go and open up in the fridge and what you're dying to eat?
It must be 1 o'clock over there where you are already, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think's in this water flask,
Eva? Yes, I have a cookbook, and it was like a memoir of my life told through food and my travels around the world. And I love cooking. It's so therapeutic for me. It's so therapeutic. And it's so funny you say that. Every time I land from a flight, whether it's from, you know, Texas to California, which is only 3 hours, or if I'm landing from Dubai, which is a 17-hour flight, the first thing I do is get in the kitchen and cook. It's the one thing that just makes me feel at home and like, oh, this is so relaxing. And my husband always makes fun of me. He's like, we just got off a 17-hour flight. How are you making a meal right now? And I'm like, I have to get in my kitchen. But yeah, my probably go-to, I cook everything. I mean, from shepherd's pie to tacos to a French butter sauce. Like, I just cook everything. But probably my go-to because of my husband is chicken tacos. He loves my chicken tacos. And I make them, like, in 4 minutes. I mean, they're so fast. And I just make them and whip up a guacamole and a salsa and we're good to go.
So what's your secret ingredient in your chicken tacos, your four-minute chicken taco?
That I'm Mexican. That's the secret.
Perfect.
No.
So we're all fucked. Fine. I can't make Eva's pie. Great, fine.
No, you know what I do? I make a lot of things in advance. And so I have a tomatillo salsa that you can make whenever and you put it in the fridge. And so that's like tomatillos and serrano peppers and garlic and onion and cilantro. And so you make that and it's like I make a big jar of it. And so when you're making your chicken tacos, all you got to do is throw in some chicken and you pour that salsa on it. It's literally, that's it. And you heat up your tortillas. So I think prep. Prep is a big key to my cooking. I have everything ready. I don't know if you guys have rhubarb over there. You know, yeah. Like rhubarb.
Yeah, love it.
Oh, I love strawberry rhubarb pie. And because rhubarb's in season for like a month of the year, I buy so much rhubarb. I chop it up and I freeze it. And so I can make strawberry rhubarb pie or tarts any time of the year because I have it in the freezer and it's ready to go. And same thing with banana bread. I make a lot of banana bread when your bananas go bad. And so I peel, you have to peel the banana when it's black. It has to be black. And then you put them in Ziplocs and you freeze it. And then they're ready to go to make banana bread whenever you want.
That's a really good idea.
But I bet your freezer's the size of that room.
I actually need another freezer. I keep telling my husband, gracias, voy a poner aquí.
Someone's just come in with a bit of food, I think.
I'm so hungry. I haven't eaten, but I'm just going to leave this
here. What are you having?
I'm just having some oatmeal. I was just going to have a bite because it was the quietest thing I could eat on a podcast.
Oh my God, eat.
No, please.
Well, but also answer some questions. What time of day is it there?
12. It's just I woke up. My son woke up very early this morning because he pooped. So I went in, changed him, and then put him back down. And so I was screwed. He went back to sleep. I was screwed. I was like, whoa. So, but yeah, it's noon right now. So this is my breakfast because I went, worked out, played with him. I love the only upside to this pandemic has been spending so much time with my son.
Eva, did Victoria Beckham teach you how to make shepherd's pie?
No, David did.
David makes shepherd's pie.
Is he a good cook?
David's a great cook. He didn't teach me, but he told me the trick is ketchup.
Ketchup goes in it, and then we have it with pickle on the side, but we have like the Branston pickle, like the English pickle that's kind of...
Brown?
It's brown pickle. It looks very upsetting, but it's delicious in a cheese sandwich or with shepherd's pie. But yes, I think the tomato ketchup, that's a good trick.
Yeah.
So have you taught David to cook as well? Can he do great tacos?
I don't think I've taught David anything. no, but he's a really good, he makes a good bolognese and he's very much into cooking. You can see from his Instagram. Victoria always introduces me to new things, like there was these crackers. I forgot what they were, but I was just like, what is that? Like, she's always hip to the newest healthy food.
I want to know, because Mexico City has such a food scene. I mean, I've heard so much about it. Are there any places that, I mean, are things open there? Like, are you going out to eat? Are you just staying in? But if you were to go out, where's the place that everyone should go to in Mexico City?
My favorite place, which is closed right now, is called Silvestre, which is in Mexico City, Polanco. And it's just Mexican food. So you have sopa de fideo, which is like a not spaghetti, but it's like noodles. It's like a Mexican noodle. And you can have it in a soup or you can have it dry. There's, of course, tacos. I mean, you can't get a bad meal in Mexico City, especially if you're a foodie. There's amazing, amazing food scene here in Mexico, like the really Michelin star level to the street taco level. So you really have a good range in Mexico City of anything.
So Eva, growing up, you grew up in Texas, I believe.
Yeah, Texas, yeah.
So I want to know, because Texas, again, has such great food as well, like the barbecue there and everything. What was it like growing up in Texas, being Mexican and having all this different food around you? And what are some of the like earliest food memories you have?
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, I grew up in South Texas, which is near the border for Mexico. And so there's a cuisine there called Tex-Mex, which is not Mexican and not Texas. So it's a hybrid. And when I married my husband, who's Mexican from Mexico, he just doesn't understand it. He's like, this is not Mexican food. I'm like, it is Mexican food. He's like, I've never seen this in my life. So like, you know, in South Texas, actually in all of Texas, it's a big thing, but really in South Texas, Tex-Mex is part of the culture. We have these things called breakfast tacos, which are, I guess, kind of like burritos, but you have potato and egg or chorizo and egg or bean and cheese, and they come in a flour tortilla. So it's this thick flour tortilla. And in Mexico, most areas of Mexico eat corn tortillas. So it's a very, very big difference. Even here, I have to make my own flour tortillas because in Mexico, they're like, no. And if they do sell flour tortillas, they're very thin. They're super, super thin, like almost translucent. And they're good. It's just they're not what I grew up with, which is this, almost like a pita. I mean, that's how thick it is. It's like a very thick tortilla. And it's meat heavy, you know, in Texas. Everything's meat, meat,
meat, meat, meat.
Barbecue and sausage and brisket.
I loved it.
Yeah, it's so good.
When I was on tour, because I'm a singer, when I'm not doing this podcast, yeah. I'm a singer. Mm-hmm. And I was on tour in Texas and I made the bad mistake of having a massive barbecue before I went on stage, which was the worst idea because, like, you just belch the whole night. And, I mean, I don't need to get into me burping, you know, Texas barbecue up. But, I mean, it was quite delicious, but it was really off-putting to be singing ballads. But, yeah, I mean, can I just ask, if you're from Texas, I just presume everyone from Texas loves Friday Night Lights. Have you ever watched Friday Night Lights?
You know, I've never seen it. Isn't that crazy?
Have you heard about it?
Yeah. I've heard about it. And
it's
my
favorite program.
And I lived it, by the way. I think I lived it. According to the blog line, I think I lived that experience. So I was like, I should watch it. I hear it's good.
You should watch it. It's so good.
Wait, is it Friday Night Lights the movie or the TV show?
The TV show. You've got to watch the TV show. And you've got give it a few episodes. It's a little moody at the first
Jessie,
few episodes.
It's not that good, but we love it.
It's just like pure, like, switch off, just lovely. We'll maybe bring you back to being in Texas, being a teenager, going to see the football matches on the Friday, you know, hanging out at the diner after. I don't know. This is my idea of heaven.
Of Texas.
I don't know if this actually happens.
Does your little boy like Mexican food?
He likes everything, which is so...
Everything. Oh, God, you've got a right winner there, Eva.
I know. I have a winner. That's why I'm not having any more, because I'm like, he's pretty perfect. But no, he eats what we eat. And the only thing is he's not into spicy food yet. And that's a big thing in Mexico, spicy food. So he, you know, even our Cheetos and Doritos and all that is hot here. It's all very spicy. And he's like, he doesn't like it yet. And usually if you're a true Mexican baby, it's in your bottle.
We ask everybody on our podcast if they were going to have a meal. It was going to be a starter, main and dessert. But you know the word pudding because you have British friends. And a drink of choice. What would it be? And this can be, you know, anything. And it's kind of a last supper before you're about to go to a desert island, or, you know, you're about to not. Yeah. So it can be somebody cooking for you. It could be all from all over. Anthony from Queer Eye did a whole day of eating. So you can do whatever you like.
Oh, see, I love a charcuterie plate. Don't put some cheese in front of me, like a charcuterie plate with jamón ibérico and prosciutto and grapes and fig spread, a fig jelly and crackers. Like that could be a whole meal for me and a glass of wine. So like a charcuterie plate with really soft brie. That's what it has to be. Very soft cheeses and Parmesan. Parmesan brings out the red wine. Tastes in the red wines. So I would have that like at 6:30 or 7:00, and then when it comes to dinner.
Yeah, I like this thinking.
I love a caviar. And that's a splurgy kind of dinner. I love caviar. I love it.
But is that a dinner? That's like a little
That would be a snack.
That's the starter.
Okay, good. How would you have it?
On a bellini with lemon. And the creme fraiche, of course, and chives and egg white chunks. I mean, my husband actually thinks caviar is a meal, but but that's like my splurgy once every 6 months meal. But this is my dream meal, right?
Yeah. Okay. And I want to know, where did you like first encounter caviar that really made you think that it was something that you had to have every year? Because I don't think I've probably ever had it proper. I think mum used it. I don't think so. I kind of always imagine it kind of being like a Bond, Russian Bond themed night, and you'd be there with your vodka. And I don't know. I kind of haven't had quite the occasion, really, with my hippie husband.
I don't remember the first time I had caviar, but I remember somebody taught me how to eat it. Like, you have to, if you just eat it like that, sometimes it's like, ugh. And it has to be good caviar, so you've got to know the osetras and all of that stuff, which I still don't know all of it. But it's my husband and I, that's something we've shared, is wine. We're big winos. We're big alcoholics. And then caviar as a starter, like a little blini.
Do you have vodka with the caviar?
No, I usually have a champagne. Usually have like a champagne.
Yeah.
And then I would move on to like a white fish with any kind of like lemon butter caper sauce. I love lemon butter caper sauce. Like, it's just so good.
It is delicious.
So there's no Mexican food in this at the moment, or Texan food, I can see, really.
No.
Yeah, I thought you'd be having big steak.
Oh, I love a steak, though. I love a steak. I think it's because I'm in Mexico right now, and I've eaten tacos every day for the last 8 months of quarantine. So I'm kind of
Fair enough.
I'm fantasizing about somewhere else right now. And I love a sorbet for dessert. I love a sorbet. I'm not a dessert person. My husband is. He's a big sugar, like, what's for dessert? Like, he can't wait for dessert. And I could do without. I'm a salty person. I like salt.
You're the cheese and charcuterie girl. Yeah. And then wine, regarding wine, I mean, any like red, white? I mean, is there a particular bottle that we should absolutely try if we haven't tried in our life?
So many. Life's too short. To drink bad wine.
I know. You know what? I think lockdown has made me realize this. And I have really upped my game with drinking and drinking good wine.
I mean, I love a red wine. I mean, I love a cab. I love a Napa Valley cab. I mean, that's probably my favorite region. And after that would be Italy, super Tuscans, you know, Masettos and Ornellaia, Sassicaia. I mean, all of those. Oh, God, they're just so good.
But you seem like a very
good
friend.
She's like a sommelier.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like I could really benefit from this relationship if I was to have dinner out with you. We'd be having caviar and fucking great wine. And trying to save the world, but so we've got your Last Supper.
Okay.
I want to know, when you were growing up though, were your parents cooking? Were they big cooks? Is that how you were influenced by kind of this joy of cooking? And what were they cooking for you?
Yeah, so my aunt was a caterer, so she would cater weddings and she would make us all work for her. Like, we'd all have to go work the wedding or work the bar mitzvah, I don't know, whatever it was. And so that's where I learned how to cook, was from my Aunt Elsa. And I remember, my mom cooked, but she just made us figure it out ourselves. I remember I was like six and I was like, Mom, I'm hungry. And she's like, well, you better figure it out, because I don't have time to keep cooking for each of you kids. And I remember pushing a chair up to the stove and lighting it, turning on the gas. It was one of those stoves where you turn on the gas and then light the match. Which I was like, I don't think a six-year-old should be maybe have matches and turning on gas. And you light it, and then I made myself an egg. And it was probably the worst egg ever, because it had the shell in it and everything. But I remember feeling a sense of accomplishment. Like, oh my God, I made this. Like, I made this. And from that moment on, I was hooked. And I've cooked my entire life. My mom remembers I was like nine making my own pasta sauces. I would get tomatoes and I was so into cooking. And then my aunt obviously pushed it along when she made us work for her. So everybody's a big cook.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So So when did your cookbook come out?
Oh, God, so long ago. I actually, 2011?
Would you do another one, or you kind of feel like you kind of...
No, I would, and I should have done them right back to back to back to back, because I have so many recipes that didn't even make it into the book. But I, it's so much work. Making a cookbook, you think it's just, here's a recipe. You have to test it. You have to get a tester.
Well, we know that one.
Eva, before we let you go and get on with your day, we have some really important questions to ask you, such as, what is your karaoke song?
Oh, my karaoke song is Sir Mix-a-Lot, I Like Big Butts.
Oh, yes, Eva, yes.
Yeah.
That's a great one. Yeah.
And I always do it.
Quite a lot of words.
Yeah. I do it because my girlfriend has a big butt. And I was like, this is for you, Claudia. And she's like, oh my God, stop saying that. That one, I Like Big Butts. I Like Big Butts and I Cannot Lie. That one and LL Cool J's for I Need Love.
Oh,
when I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call, telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove. For the first time in my life, I see I need love. I'm a lover of the 80s.
I mean, I used to love how he used to lick his lips, LL. He did a good lick of the lip, didn't he?
He still does that.
Yeah.
He still does. I was presenting with him at some award show, and he's like, hey, nice to meet you. You know, and I was like, oh, that's just your thing. Okay.
How has COVID impacted on your philanthropic work and your charities? Because I know a lot of charities are, you know, really suffering with kind of COVID and the pandemic, but has it affected your charities? Yeah.
It does in the fundraising aspect.
Yeah.
We're used to having events and galas and visiting the places that we're actually supporting and meeting the people, and that's what I miss about it. I will say though, for the Eva Longoria Foundation, we've actually been able to help more people because we're virtual. So, you know, we've kept everything, moved everything online and virtually, and that's really allowed us to have more reach allows other people to have more access. And so I think it's a model that forced us to look at how we program differently. And as a lot of people, as businesses, you know, businesses have been pivoting to a different business model because of COVID and everybody. And so I think it's actually a good thing. That's what I think.
Last but not least, have you got good table manners, Eva?
Yes, I do. You know, I was a pageant girl in Texas, and
we had to go
to etiquette class, and the soup you soup away from you, and where your napkin goes, and they taught us like at the table, the table is your bed, so it's your bread, your entree, and your drink. So like, you know, when you sit down and you go, is that my bread? Is that my drink? Which one's my drink? And the but if you go, if this is your bed, so that's the bread, your bread plate is to the left and your water or your drink is to the right. So that's how you know.
That still doesn't make me remember it though, Eva. How does, because I never have a bread roll on my bed.
Oh, Jessie, I brought you up properly.
So, can you just explain to me how I can remember that? With like how I know how to do lefts and rights, because that's an L.
Yeah.
So hold on.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Very, it's a good one. I still get it wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. So the table is your bed and the drink is on your right and the bread roll. I mean, okay, fine. I'll try and find a hooky line to be able to work, but I like the table as your bed. So did you win your pageants?
I did.
Of course she did.
Of course bloody did.
She's gorgeous, Jess.
Did you have to sing?
No, I didn't have to have a talent. But I tell you, the first pageant I went in was a scholarship pageant, and I just did it because I needed money for school. And I remember I wanted to get like fifth place, because fifth place was books. Like they would pay your books. And I said, if I could just get fifth place.
So what did you do at university?
What did I study?
Yeah.
Oh, education, kinesiology.
Were you a teacher?
I was going to be. Yeah, I was going to be. And then I said, I'm going to be an actor. And then I left to Los Angeles.
But did you get first place then with the pageant? So you didn't get you didn't get the books. You got now number one. And what happens when
I got tuition, books, school, boarding, you know, everything. Wow. Everything. And I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. That was crazy. Because even I didn't even invite anybody to the pageant. Not even my mom was there. Because I told my mom, I'm going to be in a pageant. She goes, oh, honey, are you sure that's a good idea? Because she thought I was going to lose and be disappointed.
Do they still have pageants with all the kind of...
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
they do. Still do.
Yeah. Wow. You know what? I will tell you, you know, pageants for me taught me so much because it taught you how to have a platform and what are your beliefs and how do you communicate that and etiquette, you know, and standing up straight and having manners and it was a different thing for me as opposed to I can see where people protested of objectification of women and they're running around in a swimsuit. I totally get that as well. But for me, I was at an age where I really absorbed it for the positive confidence it gave me in speaking and in interviews. It was mostly in interviews. So I could go anywhere for interview for a job and knew I would be okay because I had interview training, you know.
Eva, it's been such a pleasure to chat to you. And good luck with all the campaigning. And we hope we get to meet you at some point in the future, face to face. And good luck.
And we'll have some wine.
Oh my God, can we?
Yes. Nice to meet you all.
You too. Bye. Thank you so much.
What a beautiful woman. And to think that David Beckham has taught her most of her cooking skills is a revelation to me.
Imagine David Beckham ghostwriting Eva Longoria's cookbook.
Yeah, saying, Eva, yeah, add a bit of this and add a bit of that.
A bit of ketchup. So loads of you have been writing to us. You're very funny. We like you very much. We'd like to have you all round for dinner at some point. So we asked you to ask us anything. We wanted telly suggestions and food suggestions. On our Instagram, we had a lot of messages back, one of which was brilliant. So this is from, I don't know, should I keep her anonymous? It can be like Dear Dolly then. I'll say she's called Lucy, all right? My boyfriend didn't like apricot chicken. Should I dump him?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Some people don't like sweet with savoury, Mum.
Yeah, I would not go with a person like that. I'd be very suspicious.
And actually, you know what? It's a really good recipe. That's why I'm slightly suspicious. It usually turns even people with a complete aversion to sweet and fruit with savoury. I don't know. I'm on the fence. Depends how long you've been with him. Did you like it, Lucy Marie, more importantly? Lots of people have asked how Dr. Alex is coping. Well Mum, he doesn't call you anymore, does he?
He's staying away because he's now on an emergency rota. So he does 3 long days on, 3 days off, 3 nights on, 3 days off. I think the message is wear your mask and let me see my Alex, please. Because otherwise, the longer this goes on, the longer I won't see him.
Well, like lots of other people too.
All right. Talking about me at the minute.
Mum, this one's for you, actually. And
what?
Dead edgy babe.
That's me.
No. I mean, You are dead edgy, I guess, and you are babe. A babe, but yeah. So, Mum, shag, marry, avoid, or kill?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know kill was ever in it. But
well, I'm not killing anyone.
Well, you may want to when you hear the lineup. Matt Hancock, Gavin Williamson, and Grant Shapps. Who would you shag?
None of them, Jessie.
Okay, that's
couldn't.
Not the game, Mum.
Jessie, I'm a Labour supporter.
Oh, would you shag Jeremy Corbyn then?
No, darling.
Right, so come on then.
I think that's a little crude for me.
Okay, so kiss, marry, or avoid? Who would you kiss out of Matt Hancock, Gavin Williamson, and Grant Shapps?
I can't.
Okay,
actually started to feel a little vomity.
Who would you marry?
I wouldn't marry any of them. They're twerps.
Okay, who would you avoid?
All of them.
All right, that went well. Will there be a second cookbook? Not if you want this podcast to carry on. It nearly killed us. So just enjoy the fruits of our labour with cookbook number one.
I want to say to all the vegetarian and vegans, I have been accruing lots and lots of vegan recipes. And I'm very excited for the next vegan that comes along that's going to have my chestnut stifado.
Why did you have to make it dirty?
chestnuts tafado.
Yeah, it's just the way that you said stafado, it was slightly
That's
filthy.
Supposed to be a bit Greek.
Oh, what would your drag queen names be? I don't know. How do you make a drag queen
name? I think mine
would
be Lenny the Lion.
Mum, we need to do better than that.
Really?
Actually, we'd love your suggestions. That would be really, really great. I'm on Drag Race soon.
Are you? When, darling?
I think in a couple of weeks. I can't wait. It was so fun, but I'm slightly worried that I was too harsh. I was taking it quite seriously.
So you could be Jessie Harsh.
Well, there's already Jodie Harsh, Mum. Okay. So, yeah, okay. Any meal tips for those who are living on their own, getting stuck in cooking ruts?
Well, I cook every night.
Yeah,
always.
And you're on your own.
And I'm on my own. And then I share it out. There's our neighbour. So I made lovely pepperonata,
yeah,
which was dead easy, and it'll last a couple of days. Lamb chops.
That is quite a good point, Mum. Actually, maybe if you're on your own and you can afford to, maybe make a bigger dish so you feel like you're cooking for somebody and then drop it round to a mate. That's quite nice.
I
know you're doing it, but it's quite a nice suggestion for other people.
I do it for other people or you, darling.
Ooh, somebody suggested... Gooders 81 suggested Rick Stein's egg curry. Simple, quick and delicious. That sounds right up my street. I love Rick Stein.
We used to have that at school, egg curry.
Marmite pasta, Sofiola. It's the best thing for children to feed them quickly. I love
How was the Marmite hummus?
Didn't try it. Looks disgusting.
It's a pound a pot, Jess.
That is why you gave it to me. That sounds horrendous, like it was on offer.
I wouldn't. It wasn't on offer. It's
new. Ooh, what's gypsy tart, Aaron?
Oh, there is a gypsy tart. I know what gypsy tart is. Gypsy tart's like a caramelly tart.
Muscovado sugar.
Made with evaporated milk. It's very, very slimming.
Great, perfect.
How was my chocolate cake yesterday? From Auntie Liz. I'm going to halve the sugar.
Actually, it brought my husband's heart rate up double for 2 hours. He usually has a resting heart rate of like 50. And it was like 94. 95 or something. Yeah. But thank you so much to everybody who has messaged in. You make us giggle and smile, and we really appreciate everyone listening and getting involved and getting stuck in. Thank you, Eva, for coming on and doing the podcast, and we hope you all enjoyed it. We'll see you next week. Keep on writing to us. The email is hello@tablemannerspodcast.com. We love hearing from you. Table Manners is produced by Alice Williams.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.